Whether it is the DMV, TSA, or cashier's line at the grocery store, we would prefer not to wait. It's why those lines at amusement parks twist and turn like a snake, giving the appearance that we are constantly moving. But there have been a few times in my life where the phone has rang and I have picked it up and the world stopped turning. That we get into the car and we drive 2 hours, but it feels like 2 days. The radio is turned off, the car is silent, there is nothing to talk about because all we can focus on is getting to our loved one. That somebody that we care about has been rushed to the hospital, and now we are rushing to them, and everything else stops. We find a parking spot. We check in at the front desk. We're given directions to the ICU. We turn the corner and we see a group of family and friends, 25 to 30 of them, crammed into a waiting room designed for 10. And we wait. We wait with loved ones. We wait in silence. We wait for visiting hours. We wait for an update from the doctor. Friends come by and check in on us. Our phone keeps buzzing in our pocket. Our voicemail fills up. We are absolutely exhausted, and all we have done is sit in that chair. That normally, we are fighting as hard as we can to push back the busyness of each week, to try to keep our head above water, to get everything done. But in the waiting room, we discover nothing is harder than when there is nothing we can do but wait. That living one day at a time feels like walking a tightrope. As a child, my family one summer went for vacation for a few days at Callaway Gardens. And amongst other things, Callaway Gardens has a circus where students from Florida State University every summer come up and perform all of the circus stunts, the trapeze, the clown car, juggling, and the tightrope. And during the day, children can come and learn all about the circus acts, even participate in them. And they had a tightrope about 5 feet off the ground. And I remember standing there, gripping somebody's hand as hard as I could, trying to put one foot in front of the other. It was as unsteady as I had ever felt. And that's what it feels like to live one day at a time. It is unsteady waiting. And when the Hebrew people fled Egypt, they were forced to live one day at a time. They went to Moses and Aaron with all of their complaints, asking, "Did we leave Egypt for this? Did we leave a place of suffering where at least we had food to eat, to enter a place of suffering where there is nothing to eat?" But God's grace found them each morning where there was manna on the ground, bread enough for that day. As Jesus taught his disciples to pray, Give us this day our daily bread. And whether it is the walls of a waiting room or the days of a pandemic, we know what it feels like to live one day at a time. We have less to do, but more to manage. We are not as busy, but we are still exhausted. We realize nothing is harder than when there is nothing to do but wait. That we miss seeing our loved ones and giving them a hug. We miss gathering at church and opening up a hymnal. We miss moving forward. And we grieve with those who are suffering, whether they are holding an eviction notice or praying for a loved one on a ventilator, whether they are confused, anxious, stressed, or lonely. There is so much unsteady waiting. So when we sit down and read the parable of the laborers in the vineyard, we might notice more waiting than we've noticed before. That the kingdom of God is like workers at a vineyard, all of whom work different hours. Some of them hired first thing in the morning, going out into the fields, working the entire day, a daily wage for their daily bread. But others had to wait. Some were not hired till 9 a.m., 12 p.m., 3 p.m., and they went out and worked the hours that they could, promise to be paid whatever is fair. And for those who did not work until later, we imagine them standing around the marketplace, waiting and worried about their daily bread, waiting like you would in a waiting room for an update from the doctor. And then after working the hours that they could that day, they waited again, standing in line, like waiting for your number to be called at the DMV, wondering, would the paycheck be enough? And then when their names were called, they opened it up, and it was a full day's wage. Such a gift of grace. It is like the story of Job, who waited for a word from the Lord. The first sermon I ever preached in the first church I served after seminary was on the book of Job. As the lectionary would have it, it was one of the readings for that day, and to be honest, I was more than a little nervous. I was 25 years old, but I looked 15. And about a week after that sermon, I got a letter in the mail. It was from a visitor who had been there that Sunday morning, and he was upset. Not so much at me, but at Job. He felt as if no one should ever, under any circumstances, preach on the story of Job. As he says, there's just too many unanswered questions. And that is true. And I remember sitting in my office for days, holding that letter, reading it, and reading it again. And I wondered, is that the reason we need the story of Job? Like the Hebrew people wandering through the wilderness, wondering if there would be enough to eat, or like the workers in the vineyard, standing in line, wondering if the paycheck would be enough, or like living through the days of a pandemic, which are filled with so much uncertainty that we learn to listen for the presence of God in the middle of unsteady waiting. That Job reminds us that even if we do not have answers to all of our questions, faith can endure. That faith can endure not because we are strong enough to hold on to it, but because God is strong enough to hold on to us. That faith is not answers to all of our questions. As Frederick Buechner writes, faith is more like a lump in the throat. It is less a position on something and rather a movement towards something. Faith is waiting. That despite the bad coffee and those uncomfortable chairs and the tense nerves of the waiting room, God always pulls up a chair and sits down next to us, which means faith can endure. Amen.